And you can see that in the end times, Satan's going to increase his level of intensity when it comes to attacking the people of God. And you can see from this passage that if we allow offense to remain in our hearts, it can cause serious spiritual consequences. Okay, and because offense leads to betrayal. Betrayal leads to hatred, and hatred will lead to a loss of love. And you'll find this being described in Matthew 24. And the truth is, the closer we are to the person, don't miss this one. The closer we are to a person, the greater or the deeper the offense will be. Am I right to say that? The more we know the person, the closer we are to that person, the more offensive it can be to us. I like how practical the psalmist is in Psalm 55, verse 12 to 14. Listen to how the psalmist described it. He said, "If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe was raising himself against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship as we walked with the throne at the house of God." Now, what is he talking about? He's saying that if an enemy is the one who offended me, I can still take it. If an enemy rises up against me, I can run away from him. But it's coming from you, my friend, the one that go to worship together with me as we ascend the hills of Mount Zion to the temple. You are the one that go together with me, and yet you are the one who inflict the pain. Can you see what the psalmist is saying? He's saying that if an enemy offended us, we can still take it. But if it's a close friend, a brother, a sister, a relative, you know, who sits with us, and yet he's the one who offend us, it hurts even more. If it's someone who sits and worship alongside with us in the church, and then after that, drink coffee with us in the fellowship hall downstairs, and that's the one that hurt me, that's the one that upset me, that hurts even more. And the offense will go even deeper. Okay, and the reality is that we really set ourselves up for offense when we hold certain expectation of behavior from people we have close relationship with. Why is it that if we are closer, it becomes even more offended? It's because we have expectation of each other. Am I right to say that? No, because we are so close, I have certain expectation in that relationship. But if it's an enemy, I don't care. See, and that's the reality. You know, that's why people easily offended in church. People get easily offended. Why? If you are a Christian, how can you do this? That's what we always say, right? You know, if you are a pastor, how can you say that? If you are my leader, how can you behave like this? What are all those? Expectations. They are all expectations. And because I have certain expectations about you, you have certain expectations about me, that's why we get offended. And once we are disappointed, when those expectations didn't come true, an offense can happen. A wedge is driven between brothers. A crack can come into our relationship. A rift takes place. A fracture takes place in our relationship. Then a barrier is erected. And always remember this, we never stumble over boulders. We stumble over little stones. Am I right? Nobody ever stumble over a huge rock, you know. We stumble over a little thing. Okay? And people stumble over small things. And a lot of offenses are actually rooted in very small things. And the devil knows that once there's a small crack in the wall of our relationship, the devil can slip in. The snake can come in. And then he sows seeds of discord, disharmony. It weakens us from the inside out. And the next thing you know, you lost your fruitfulness. You become barren.